Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Get us better away? Now, Charlie.
Welcome to Suplexes and Cervezas with Chavo Guerrero Jr. I'm your host, Chavo Guerrero Jr. Hey everybody, welcome to Suplexes and Cervezas today. Hope you're having an amazing day. I am also, again, sitting here in beautiful Southern California, looking out my window right now and seeing a gorgeous day. We just had a huge heat wave and now all of a sudden we're getting back to kind of normal and having some decent fall weather, if you want to call it that, in California, but still a good time for sure. Hope you're having a blessed day. And like I said, again, thanks for tuning in. So today we have Lisa Marie Varon, a.k.a. Victoria from WWE and a.k.a. Tara from TNA Impact Wrestling. Victoria is a great friend of mine, one of my bros, as we call it. Her and I have just traveled up and down the road together with wrestling and a few different companies and just really, really good friends. Her and I hit it off right from the start. You know, roughly the same age, both from Southern California, children of the 80s, and we just really hit it off, you know, same sense of humor, and she's just a cool girl. She's like one of the guys that we call her because she really is, you know, she drinks like a guy and smokes like a guy and cusses like a guy, and it's actually fun. It's a breath of fresh air to actually to have that. But her and I are just really, really tight, as you're going to hear again on this podcast. We talk about starting off in the business, how she got started being a wrestler, her time as a fitness fanatic in the Miss Galaxy and other events like that, other competitions like that, her getting her fitness pro card, being a professional, how she got started in wrestling, and all the stuff she's doing now with her Gaw TV, which is her podcast with SoCal Val and Mickey James, two other really good friends of mine. So I'm really happy to bring to you today Lisa Marie Varon, Victoria from WWE. I hope you enjoy. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button and the likes button to keep us going and bringing you some more podcasts. So check out my conversation right now with Lisa Marie Varon, one of my bros. Enjoy. All right. Hey, buddy. We're here with my buddy, my pal, my broski, my chick. Lisa Marie Varon, a.k.a. Victoria, a.k.a. Tara. What's up, girl? How are you?
Oh, God, I miss you so much. It's like we're like we always say that we're like related. Like our parents must have screwed around because we're so much alike, right?
Yeah, 100%. If anybody doesn't know, Lisa and I are such good friends that I forgot her name right now.
We're such good friends. You said your wife. You called Sherry.
Well, you're like my wife, so.
I know.
But we're been around on the road for a long time, and we're like bros. Like this is my good friend, like best friend here. So it's kind of weird that, you know, we're on the wrestlers on the road together, and a guy and a girl best friends, but that's kind of like what it is, you know. So
it is, it's pretty scary though, huh?
It is, for right, sure, for sure.
And when they say that you wanted to ride with the girls, yeah, careful what you wish for.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, was that eventually we started riding on the road, and it was me and Lisa, or AKA Victoria, and then Candace Michelle.
Yeah.
All three of us, we kind of rode together all the time. Like, it just happened. I don't know how it happened. It just did, right?
I think we're all going to, like, the same, like, dinner places, and we kind of like figured out, oh, where are you guys going, and then we're like, just let's just ride together, right?
Yeah, too. I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
But
how you feeling today? I heard you had a great signing yesterday with Melina. And
yeah, so I'm a little hungover.
I know that's why I said, should we postpone it till tomorrow? I want you to like hyper, but are you still, are you feeling okay now?
No, yeah, I'm good. You know me, I'm a pro. I kick out. Yeah. You know what happened? So yesterday we ended up, we did a signing at this place in LA called Jimmy's World Order. Thank you for setting me up with that. Really cool guy. And afterwards, you know, they took us to a steakhouse and we ate, and then one of the councilman guys was there, and he took us out and we started drinking some drinks. And
in Compton? Is it in Compton?
He's in Compton. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the drinks are flowing, and before you know it, I'm like, oh my God, like it was fun. It was a good time.
Melina was telling me she was trying to keep up with you, and I go, oh, you don't do that. You can't keep up. No.
I was trying to keep up with her. I was trying to keep
really?
Up with her. Yeah. She was going for sure. Yeah, it was fun. We had a really good time. Everybody was super cool. People are really, really,
I know.
Took care of us, you know?
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. Back to the story, we were riding together, and we were like the three amigos, me, you, and Candace Michelle, like always riding together. And it's kind of weird that I'm like on the road with these like Playboy model girls. And it's like what the heck is going on with that? But you know, that's when you have a pretty cool wife that, that lets you do that.
And then I remember, like I was telling you before, like, I was like shocked, like when you called your wife, like when you travel with some of the guys, they would say, shh, I'm calling my girl. And I'm like,
yeah,
we're not hitting on you. I'm
right,
like,
right,
put her
right,
on the
right.
phone. And Sherry knew this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you would go, you would call her and say, hey, I'm with my two bitches.
Right, exactly. And then you'd say the same thing to your husband at the time.
Yeah.
I'm with my bitches.
yeah, exactly. Oh my God. We had such great times.
It was.
Remember the story when you were like, I thought we were passing Rob Van Dam in the car.
Oh,
do you remember?
God, yes. Yes. Tell the story.
Okay. We were riding on the highway, you know, town to town. That's what we do. It's like, once we're done with the show, we either go get something to eat or drive to the next town. And I thought I saw somebody, some guy with a ponytail. And I'm like, that's Rob Van Dam. I go, hurry up, pull over. And I'm like about to BA him, like show my booty.
Yeah.
And Chavo's like rushing to go over. Like he's like, okay, I think I'm on the side. And it wasn't Rob Van Dam. It was a father with his little boy.
It looked nothing like Rob Van Dam whatsoever. Like when we were pulling up to him, I'm like, what is Rob Van Dam doing in a Dodge Durango? God, he's renting a really cool car. We got like some Taurus, you know, like some Ford Taurus or some Escort or something like that. And he's got this beautiful brand new Dodge Durango.
Yeah. Oh my God. And you're like, Lisa, that's not Rob. Oh my God. Yeah. That kid's going to have stories. Yeah.
That was fun.
Such good times. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I know so much. I mean, I miss those times. That's one thing I miss about, I think, about being on the road so much is the time with our pals, you know?
Yeah. Cause it's the most bonding is like when we go out to dinner and people forget that how close we are because we spend most of our time off camera with each other,
right.
You know?
No. Totally.
And yeah. And it's like, we're with each other more than our own families. So right. we can't like create friendships and family on the road. You right. know what I mean? And so it's really special when you find that click that, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I was just coughing.
Here, turn to your left.
Yeah.
Turn to your left.
Yeah. Let me see, cough. Yeah.
But yeah, we had such a blast. I'm like, Candace is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I was crazy until I met her. I was like, like, she has a lot of a big, big ball of energy.
Oh yeah. She's fun for sure.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just at my timer here, so that
okay. Because you know, like I talk my ass off, so well, you're gonna have the timer on.
Yeah, this will be a three-parter if we're not careful.
I know. Get some water or get your beer. Are you drinking your beer?
I'm not yet because I'm hungover, but I'm drinking a hydration station right here. So I'm good.
It's invisible.
Oh, it's
it disappears.
There it is.
Yeah, but Melina was saying like, I didn't know he had a beer. I go, yeah, he has a beer. She goes, mm-hmm. We should have been drinking that on the show. And I was like, totally. Yeah. But they sell out fast.
I just rebrewed. So Los Guerreros Mexican Lager, I'm sure people know, but because I just talk about it all the time. But it just rebrewed and it's ready to go again. But it sells out so fast because, you know, they can only brew so much. But I think we just made a deal with another brewery that's going to a bigger brewery that's going to be able to brew a whole lot more of it. And then we're going to be
congratulations.
Able to, yeah. Two different breweries. We did one on the East Coast in Pennsylvania and then one in Northern California. So we're going to start getting it out there to other people.
And your cigars.
Cigars are coming. Cigars are still in the works. We're doing it right, slowly but surely, but doing it right. And the label, I'll send you the design of the label. It's really cool.
Oh, is it cool?
Yeah, it's totally cool. You'll like it. And then it's I already taste tested them and stuff. So we're getting closer.
Are you a connoisseur of cigars though, Chavo?
I can't say much connoisseur. I do like certain cigars. I have a certain types that I like. You know, I'm like a Macanudo fan, you know. Just depends, you know, like I don't like super strong and super, you know, like robusto, like
heavy. Yeah, yeah.
Some people love that. I don't like to like wake up in the morning and feel like someone put shit in my mouth.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, totally. Like David like turns over and I'm like, oh, and he goes, you have room to talk with your bad breath. And I go, no, it's cigar. I go, wow, that next morning cigar smell on the breath is just not pleasant.
You guys smoke cigars, right? You like cigars?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
Totally. Okay, cool. We're big time connoisseurs.
Well,
so is ODB. ODB is too.
I know.
Yeah.
I talked about it. So I'm definitely going to, when they come out, I'll definitely send them to you guys so you guys can smoke them on GAW. Speaking of GAW.
Tell
me about GAW TV.
Oh my God, Chavo, you've been on it. Yeah, it's such a blast. It's very, it's like your show. It's like, there's no rules. Are you okay?
Yeah,
I'm a little concerned now.
No. Okay.
Jonathan, is he okay over there? But it's very low key. Everybody has a podcast.
Right.
Everybody has a YouTube channel. And how do you make it different, but just be yourself? We're not in our character. You get to be in our home. And it kind of like it spoiled us, like it spoiled me from doing appearances like in person, because when you can do it at home in my, like I'm wearing pajamas on the bottom, but I'm wearing my Guerrero shirt. I'm like still freaking, I'm just comfortable in my home. I don't have to hurry up and get ready for it. I'm like, you're here and ready to go.
Yeah,
and it's just us like, you know, as girls, just BSing and just talking about real stuff, you know.
Who's on the show?
It's Mickey James, SoCal Val, myself, SoCal Val from TNA. Mm-hmm. And we have a podcast, the whole, you know, you can listen to the whole thing on podcast, and we're cutting our YouTube channel to just 30 minutes.
Oh, nice.
And then we have a Patreon page and you can watch the whole entire episode without editing.
Oh, so, awesome. Yeah.
Without editing, you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So check out, what's your Patreon page name?
It is YouTube.com GAW TV show.
Cool.
And then you can follow us on Instagram and like we have gawtv.com is our website.
Definitely,
but we're just having
fun.
A blast. It's didn't realize how hard it is to do a show. It's not just once a week, Chav. It's like it's every day. You got to like prepare the next guest and you're like, I hope they show up. Like, you know, I need to send them a reminder or, you know, it's just like now I feel sorry for the podcast that a little bit smaller. Do you know what I mean? Like just have like maybe 300 followers, like people getting back to them. It's really, you know, it's an everyday thing.
It's a hustle,
every day.
For sure.
And it's a hustle.
Some of the guys that, you know, they have it down like Joe Rogan and stuff, you know, sometimes it's just, they just jump on and start talking. So it's like, sometimes they don't need to prepare stuff. Like I like to be prepared a little bit and have some questions. And even though you and I could just talk forever,
yeah,
you know, but I'd like to have a little direction of going somewhere, you know?
Yeah. I'm very organic. I like the conversation to flow, but now we're trying to like make the show a little bit, just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like it'll go over a little bit depending on the guest, but we're trying to shorten it down because, you know, everybody has ADHD or ADD and they can't sit down in one spot to watch a show. So now we're trying to have bullet points. And you know me, Miss Tangent, I go off, I like something, they'll mention something and then it'll remind me of another story and I'll just go off.
Right.
And I'm like, oh God. And they have to like kind of reel me in a little bit. You know what I mean? So I'm not used to being so like, boom, 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 boom. I like having emergency questions just in case maybe the person's not uppity up and not very talkative. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to have that backup, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
It's a great show. I love being on it. It was a lot of fun just talking with like, with my girls, you know, you and SoCal and Mickey. I mean, we just can talk and talk, but it was a fun episode. It was a great time. It was a great listen. So anybody check it out for sure.
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah. We also continue after the show. We stopped the recording and still chatted like for another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because again, when you do a show with one of your besties, like you and I, you got to kind of tame and go, Lisa, we got a time limit here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Cause we can talk forever. You know,
it's for sure.
It's catching up with old friends.
I know.
So not just business.
That's what I love the most about these podcasts is it is catching up with friends, you know, so that we don't see each other all the time, even though you and I are an hour down the road, we can do this by podcast and see each other. So it's kind of cool.
I know. Super cool. Super cool. And yeah. I like your background. Relax.
That was that background, my virtual background. That's my bar area. It's my bar area at my house. So I kind of just did it to where, even though I'm not at my bar area, I'm kind of at my bar area.
And do you play those guitars right behind you?
Ukuleles, yes.
You play them?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can I hear a sample?
I totally will play something for you. Give me a second.
Another time?
Yeah. No, but I totally will. Yeah, I can totally play. Yeah, I dabble a lot. I play actually quite a bit.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I love the sound of ukulele for some reason.
Like,
I love the islands. I'm an island guy. I love Hawaii, and I just love the ukulele.
I do too.
That's my jam, you know.
And I like the fiddle too. Go figure. I don't know why I like the fiddle. Mm-hmm, it's just so uppity beat, you know.
Yeah, right.
But
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah, like well, for example, like the ukulele. What would you say?
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for the soul to steal. He was behind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
Yeah, what's that song called?
Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah. And so, like, also the ukulele reminds me of the Young Rock.
Yeah.
And that you were part of the producing team, right?
Yeah, I was the wrestling coordinator on the show. Yeah, so
I think which I didn't know this. I thought you were part of the show, so we've been glued to it. And David and I, he goes, I think that's him. I go, no, I think he would wear a lucha mask. I don't know. Right. I don't know. I don't think that's him. And then you told me later, no, I was wrestling, the coordinator for wrestling. And I was like, but it's a great show. I mean, super funny, dude.
Great show, right? Fun.
It's
an easy show. That's what I like about it, is that sometimes with wrestling people, which I do like stuff like Dark Side of the Ring and stuff like that. I was, you know, part of that also, but sometimes it's so like that's not only wrestling isn't just the sad parts or the drama. Wrestling's fun. Like, it's more fun than any of the other stuff. And that's what I love about Young Rock. It's just a fun show. Like, it's entertaining. You're not like drained when you get done seeing, like, oh my God, I gotta, you know, take a nap. Or
you're kind of sad a little bit at the end when it ends so quick. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did we miss a part? It's really good. It's addicting.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
And then also too, we have, hold on. Cinco de Mayo, we got
Tamana.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah. I'm not used to doing liquor. Right. I hardly even know her. But and then I got the little mustache like right there for Cinco de Mayo. But I'm not used to drinking strong liquor anymore. You know, I'm like such a wine.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a winer. A winer and a wino.
A wino.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you know when you were younger, were you like a wrestling fan? You weren't. Huh? Just kind of
accident. Tori Wilson. And so, she brought me backstage at WCW because we did fitness competitions together. We became really tight friends.
Right?
Yeah. Galaxy Fitness America. Oh my gosh. I turned pro in 1999. NBC, IFBB.
That. I don't think I've ever really talked to you about that before.
About the fitness?
Yeah. How was it?
It was hell. I'm going to be honest with you. The dieting was so strict. No carbs. Living on fibrous carbs, like, you know, with the broccoli, the chicken, and the fish. and like not be able to cheat in the day of the competition. You purposely dehydrate yourself so you can see the vascularity on your like between your skin and your muscle to see the veins. And you're like, you're supposed to represent fitness. Don't get me wrong, I would never change it for the world. It got me to wrestling. Okay. But to stand there in heels when we're all tomboys and dehydrated with the oil and just all, and you're just like, I can't wait to eat. It's not super healthy, right?
You're supposed to be this healthy person. And just
you're representing fitness. And you're about to pass out. It's just like, and you drink like a little shot of a little bit of wine before. So the veins pop out because of sugar, because you haven't had sugar.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? There was, when I turned pro, the 1999 IFBB in fitness, the night before, like I was covered up. I was like one that just, I don't want to show my body yet. I was very insecure, like just super like, and people were like, let me see what you got under there. These are competitors. Let me see. I go, you'll see tomorrow. Like, oh, I haven't put my tanner on. I haven't put my, my fake bake on.
Yeah.
And I called the guy that did my choreography. Like, you have to do a dance routine that included gymnastics and high jump, like certain style pushups, pikes and like there's certain moves that you have to include in your dance routine. Okay, meanwhile you're dehydrated and no carbs, you know, being this energetic routine, right? And I'm calling him and as I Kevin I don't I think I was in New York Tribeca and it was Debbie Crux IFBB to turn pro and I was like, I think I want to come home. I'm not ready for this. This is not for me. I go, I'm about to like sneak out. I flew a girl in that I was a personal trainer in Florida at the time. I flew a girl in because I trained her to compete too. I flew her in to babysit me at home at the hotel to make sure I don't sneak out to go to the vending machine because you're so any piece of sugar. You're just, oh my God, I got to have something. You're just so like, I need, there's nothing that's, you know, satisfying your taste buds. And I flew her out to take care of me. And I called him and he goes, no, this is normal. You're going to feel really negative about yourself. You know, just wait till they see your routine. And I did a Xena routine and you can see me on stage. I wish I had the video. I think WWE has my tryout video. I don't even know where it's at, but I'm on stage in my heels and I'm like this, cause I'm so, I'm like this.
Really?
I'm like, you can, I can't walk in heels. I'm a tomboy. And I was so like, and just bright lights and just dehydrated. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through this routine. And you have to do two, the morning show. And then they tell you the top five, then you do the night show, the same all over again. Oh, so you're dehydrated again, you know, but you know, you're, it's just, you know, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
That experience taught me to be really super like strict and very like on a schedule and, for wrestling, it was perfect. Yeah. And
guy, you were in hella shape. I saw some pictures.
Dude, I was jacked.
You were so, your body was so like amazing. You had a incredible body. Like I was like, wow.
Thank you. I look back at pictures. I don't like it. I mean, it was a little too muscular. It was like very, but not feminine to me. Right, you know what I mean? That's why I didn't go into bodybuilding. I wanted to do fitness because it was a little bit more feminine, but still I was so freaking jacked. I was natural.
Right.
And so, like I was so scared to lift heavier because I'd get so big, especially my back and my delts and like, you know, like that in my thighs are also big, very big, but that was the hardest part for me to lose weight. And then also too, you got to take criticism going, you know, when I got my pro card, they're like, I remember the Mannions that remember Muscle Mag and all that kind of, you know, remember those and one muscle development wanted to rep me and they're like, you just need to tighten up on your leg area. Like, because I carried my weight on my lower half. And I'm like, I got my trophy. I turned pro.
I'm good. Yeah.
I'm completely satisfied. I can't live this lifestyle and I can't get tighter than when I was dieting so hard, Chav, so hard. I was like, I don't know what else to do, you know? And
Well, it is, to me, it's crazy that you guys were in, you and Tori and all the fitness girls, they're such great shape. I mean, incredible. And then people can still come in and like pick you apart. Okay, you need to change this. You need to change that.
I know.
It's like, wow. It's like, you look amazing. Like change more stuff. It's gosh. It's,
yeah. And it does a psyche on you. You know what I mean? But I learned about like when we had photo shoots for the Diva, the photo shoots for the magazines and stuff like that back in the day, you know, Trish and I were, and Tori were good about tuning in. Okay, we got to cut sodium at this time. Okay, let's start cutting back on this. We didn't talk about this, but we knew our body, what reacted. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? What so made us tight?
I remember when you guys would do your photo shoots, like guys, we were like, yeah, whatever. Okay, photo shoot tomorrow. Great. Perfect. Let's drink some beer. You know?
Yeah.
You were always like, I remember like Trish, I remember you, you know, eating at catering, eating salads because you had a photo shoot coming up and you guys had to, you know, look the part.
Yeah. And then like, God forbid you have a little bit too much sodium because that makes you retain water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's no wonder kind of sort of that, like, you know, we're insecure about like our bodies in the future. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because starting younger and getting ready for like just being judged on your looks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in California, it's not forgiving. You're in a bathing suit all the time.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you're constantly going, you're walking, always being judged.
Yeah.
No, starting young, you know, like gymnasts, they're being judged. So if you're an athlete as a kid, you're going to have that insecurity when you grow up, I think. Do you agree?
I agree, totally.
Because you're always being not ridiculed. How can I be better? How can I be better? How can I be better? And you're having a coach tell you.
You're critiqued.
And so you're
critiqued. You're picked apart, basically.
Yeah, you're your own worst enemy, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah. And then back then, I remember like seeing some photos like, oh my God, I have like a little roll on my, going over on my bikini. And I'm like, I would kill to have my body back then.
Right?
This COVID shit, like, really messed me up. I gained a good amount of weight on this COVID thing, not being active.
We look back at those videos, those pictures, and we think, God, I felt back then, I felt like a little
floaty.
Oh my God, I was shredded.
Yes. Right? Yeah. But I heard when Melina was like going, dude, did you see Chavo, how vascular he is? And I go, yeah. I go, he's just hitting his gym in his garage every single day.
I'm shredded right now. Yeah. I just diet. I totally dieted up. And, you know, I kind of really, like yesterday, I fell off a little bit because we had some drinks and didn't.
Oh, well, that's okay once in a while.
Bad. I didn't eat bad. I ate well. I ate really well all day and I didn't eat nothing. But still, it's like, you know, when I drink a lot of alcohol, I get like bloated, you know, like water and stuff like that. So it'll take me 2 days to bounce back. But yeah, I'm just kind of shredded right now. I don't know why. It's diet. I didn't know. I never knew. Yeah.
God. And all the like the protein shakes we used to do back in the day and like going, oh, I need to eat. Oh my God. It's been over 3.5 hours. I need to eat. My metabolism's going to crash. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is this, I wanted to drop weight after Christmas time and after New Year's. I was like literally 20 pounds heavier. I was like, gosh, I'm like, I'm big, but I felt bloated.
In shape. No.
So my wife was like, you know, maybe we're going to drop a little bit. So I decided, okay, let me see if I can get some abs here at 50. Yeah. And so I just kept going. I dropped 20 pounds and it was all just eating better. And I didn't want to lose my muscle. So I kicked my workouts up a little bit and really just, I don't miss my workouts or my cardio. I'm doing that like all the time.
Yeah.
And it really made a difference.
Did you up your protein since you didn't want to lose mass?
Yeah. I'd up my protein shakes. I eat pretty healthy and I eat often. I don't cut out carbs or fat or protein, but I kind of, a good combination of the two.
Yeah.
But I up my protein cause I didn't want to lose my, my muscle.
Yeah. God, it's like, it's so like, don't you wish we knew a little bit what controlled our bodies back in the day? Like, oh, I can get away with this. Maybe I shouldn't eat this. Like, right? All the stuff that we're learning now.
But it was so much harder because we were on the road all the time.
On the road.
We couldn't. You just had to eat when you could eat. And that's, the, you know, so if it was, you know.
And we wouldn't get to the hotel until like 4 a.m. sometimes.
Exactly.
And then to wake up early and hit the gym, you're like, I have nothing.
We were injured all the time, too. We were always hurt.
Yeah. Four days a week on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were always hurt when people don't realize like, oh, you're pro wrestling. But I was hurt for 20 straight years, like constantly working around injuries always.
Yeah.
Not just in the ring, but in the gym.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the traveling. Yeah.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't take it back for the world, but
no, for sure.
It was tough. When you look back, like how much you were on the road and what we did.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe I did that.
I was a zombie for 20 years, you know, I was a zombie for 20 years. No wonder, like literally I'd come home and by the time you recoup, you're back out again. So that was, it was tough.
And then there's no recouping. Because you have to go to the gym the next day. You're like, I didn't work out really well on this weekend because I was traveling. I need to hit it hard tomorrow, but I'm exhausted. Well, you know what I mean?
You get hurt. And I was like, thank God I'm hurt. I got 3 months off. I broke my eye orbit. I'm home for 2 months. Thank God. Because I needed just to chill. You know, I needed to like re-energize.
Totally. There is a story that we never told on Gaw, but I remember, did we talk about Eve? Like, oh no, we did talk about I Love Slurpees.
Slurpees. So we did. We love Slurpees.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, for you guys know that story real quick, is that one time Lisa and Eve Torres, who was the next diva, also married to Henry Gracie, one of the Gracies. We are all on the road, and we were like Panama City Beach or Pensacola or something, like one of those
where Scott Armstrong is from.
Yeah, maybe it was Pensacola.
Yeah.
And, you know, really cool, around the beach of the Gulf of Mexico and the Panhandle of Florida. And we went to a bar, and they had like these slushy Slurpee things, the alcoholic ones, you know. So I won't drink a regular Slurpee because, you know, it's too much sugar. But you add alcohol, to it, like a Fat Tuesdays. I'm like, oh, give me right?
Yeah.
And what would I say?
You were like, I went to, like, we were trying to find out where to go. And I asked Scott Armstrong, he goes, oh, there's a really cool, like, slushy place. And I was like, oh, the alcoholic Slurpees. And I go to the men's locker room. I go, can you get Chavo? I go, hey, there's a place that plays the alcoholic Slurpees. You're like, I love Slurpees.
So
that's never.
And like, I didn't even mean to say it like that, but I was like, oh, I love Slurpees. But I was like, love Slurpees.
I love Slurpees. You exaggerated, just like us Californians do. We were very dramatic of how we describe things. Oh my God. Good times, man. Serious.
For sure.
I'm trying to think of other stories that we've experienced.
Well, you went backstage with Tori Wilson.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I went off. Okay.
No, that's good. Totally.
Yeah. And so, I didn't know what she was doing. I think she was just backstage being a ballet.
I remember when Billy Kidman. Well, when she first came backstage in L.A. at the Forum, when we were still wrestling the Forum before the Staples Center, and they brought Tori back there, and I was like, oh my God, who is this goddess?
I know. Right. I know. And super sweet and very innocent and stuff. So I went backstage and I'm like, you get paid to walk a guy out to the ring? Are you kidding me? And so she was trying to get me into WCW. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was when they were not hiring and it was kind of going, mm-hmm. they were doing, I don't know, people were staying home a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so, right. Mm-hmm. And doing cutbacks, or they're paying your talent a lot of money. But, she was trying to get me in there. Didn't happen. And I ran into China at Crunch Gym in West Hollywood. I was living there with my ex-husband, and I was personal trainer there. And China came in and they charged her to come in. Wow. And I'm like, what? Oh my God, it's China. Right. But they're, you know, West Hollywood Crunch, you're going to get a lot of celebrities in. Fabio worked out there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They don't care who you are. And so I went up to her. I gave her a stack of passes. Next time you're in LA, just use these passes. There's no expiration date. And I was like, oh, you know, I have a couple friends that you might know, Trish Stratus and Tori Wilson from the fitness industry. And she goes, oh, are you a wrestler? You have a really good look for it. And I said, no, but I think I can do it. I go, you know, I can do like a Rey Mysterio, Rob Van Dam, because I was a gymnast.
Right.
Not knowing how more risky is to fly than being a base.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, I was a gymnast and I can do all that kind of flippy doodles. I'm a tomboy. I did bodybuilding, that kind of stuff. And she said, you know, you should send your stuff in. And I did. And
to WWF.
Mm-hmm. And I put a $600 VHS tape together. $600 I paid because I had to edit it professionally.
Right.
Music edited, like added to it. I didn't know. I live in LA. Everybody presents.
Now we do it on the iPhone for free.
I know. Right? I know. But I was crazy. I'm around like all these actors, Crunch Gym. Right. Like everybody has a professional, right?
Of course.
And so, and then I sent my pictures in and I got a call from Kevin Kelly and said, Jim Ross, JR, saw your package. And he's never seen such a professional package put together before.
I saw my package too.
Yeah. I knew it. I got your package.
So I saw your package and then.
Yeah. Okay. So they want to meet me when they come to Staples. And I was like, what do you see me doing? I'm not obviously not a Tory size or Trish. I'm a little bit more muscular and just a little bit more tomboy, I guess. I don't know how you put that PC, but they said, "We see you wrestling." And that's when I Googled Pro Wrestling School California. And that's when UPW came up.
Rick Bass.
And that's when we met.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, is that who trained you? Who trained you?
No, I was there for a few months. A few months.
Is that where you learned? You trained there?
No, I just learned how to run the ropes. I really didn't know what the hell I was doing. They freaking kicked my ass because I was like, I got a call from WWF. They want to meet me in 30 days. I need to learn how to wrestle in 30 days. Me thinking it's like a dance routine or gymnastics routine or cheerleading, because I was a cheerleader back in the day. And first training session was bumping. You don't learn how to bump at the beginning, right?
Right.
And I came back the next day and they were like, I didn't think you were going to come back. And I was like, was I not invited? I just drove 3 hours here because of traffic in LA. Right. And they're like, no, I can't turn my neck this way, but I'm okay. And that Samoan Joe took me to Jerry Lynn, John Heidenreich.
It was roster.
That roster was awesome.
Monster. Yes.
Kaz. Kazarian. Frankie Kazarian.
Cena
was there.
Mike Knox, Navajo Warrior, all those guys.
Yeah. Christopher Daniels. Yeah. And they took me to the side and start, okay, here's a lockup. Let's lock up. And then I was there for a little bit, not very long. I'm honestly like 5 months. Mm-hmm. Remember the Godfather thing opened up? That was my foot in the door. They were looking for two permanent hoes. And that's when Frosty and myself got brought in. Mandy, that was the other hoe.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, that was not my ideal role that I wanted to be in, but I was like, okay, it's my foot in the door. Okay. And so
I just heard Molly Holly them tell her that when she started, they said, well, you know, a lot of people break in as, you know, like as Godfather, one of Godfather's hoes. And she's like, she's such a Christian, right? She's like,
what? Super straight lace.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So Godfather's hoes.
Okay. And so, got into that Godfather role and they wanted to throw someone through a table. And I was like, I go to wrestling school, which was UPW, and threw me through a table, which I didn't know was going to take me off TV. But I remember going to, I was watching all you guys like grappling in the ring. And I was like, you know, I was new. I was just the Godfather ho, just a valet, right? A manager. So I'm watching that. And then Brooklyn Brawler was standing behind me. And I go, I want to do that. I want to do what the guys do. And he goes, you should go talk to somebody. So I went to go talk. And then Jerry Lawler, I was talking to Jerry Lawler. And he goes, oh, you should move to Memphis. It's a little bit more serious of a school. It's WWE developmental territory. And I went to JR and said, hey, I'm hearing about this Memphis championship wrestling in Memphis. I want to learn how to wrestle. And he goes, oh, you're willing to move. And I was like, yeah, whatever makes me better out in the ring. And next week, Kevin Kelly comes up to me. How fast can you get to Memphis? And I'm like, when you need me, he goes, next week. Packed our shit up. Excuse my language. Lee and I, my ex-husband, packed up, moved, took a U-Haul, drove to Memphis, got an apartment where all the boys were, Charlie Haas, Ecky, and, you know, all the boys were there. I mean, all the known guys, too. They were all really known. American Dragon,
Danielson, Brian Danielson.
I can't even call him that. I can't call him that.
Brian. But we
I still call him Dragon. Yeah. So like it's all these guys and Spanky, like all these guys that made it too. And transferred there. And I wanted to live where all the boys were because like just in case we had to ride to a show together, because it was like not just 4 days a week, it was every day that you're training or driving to Jonesboro, Arkansas and stuff like that. And that place closed down and we all got brought into an office individually. Right. And I already got talked to on the phone about moving to Louisville, Kentucky, but I thought they changed their mind. So they brought me to last. And I go, Kevin, there's some people that got let go coming out crying, going like, oh my God, or they just didn't want to be talked to. And they just had to go have a walk. Mm-hmm. Bobby Eaton was our trainer there too. And Regal and just like said? Dave Taylor, huh?
Did you understand anything Bobby Heaton said?
I know. Yeah. He was always so nervous talking to me. Such a great guy. Okay. And then I go, Kevin, you're killing me. Like, he goes, we already talked to you. And I go, oh, I thought you guys changed your mind. He goes, no, you're moving to Louisville, Kentucky, going to UPW. And so I moved there and then trained there for a little bit over a year. and with the big wigs there too, Dave Bautista, Brock Lesnar, Cena, Randy Orton.
When I met you, it was at UPW. Had you been to Louisville already?
No.
You had a great match. Like I thought you'd been wrestling for a while. Like you,
I think I was just a ballet. I don't think I had a match, Chuck.
No, you had a match with somebody. I think maybe Molly. Was she Nora back then?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You had a match.
Oh my God.
I remember you when I first met you. I think I'd seen you before.
I remember this.
But you had a match because I remember you did a standing moonsault. Oh, no, you did a moonsault from the second ropes and landed on your feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, whoa, who is this girl?
Oh, my God. I feel guilty not remembering this.
But it was at the Galaxy Theater right there.
It was such a cool area, right? It was such a really cool theater.
That's where I grew up right there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so awesome. But who would have thought, like, moving, like, you know, like, right. Like when people ask me about, like, what schools to go to, I'm like, well, are you willing to move?
Right.
Like, because you can't just go in your backyard and find a school.
100%.
Right.
So you went from now you're in Louisville because you've kind of lived everywhere. You've lived in Miami, Chicago, Louisville, L.A., kind of everywhere. Right. Now you're in Louisville,
San Diego,
living there, San Diego. Yeah.
Oh, OK.
But you live in Louisville. And then how did you get the call to actually go up to WWE?
Oh, dude, I think I don't know if I even told you. I got sent to the airport like 3 times.
For what?
And then to go to on the road.
Really?
And they would call me and say, we changed our mind.
Not yet.
I'd go back, go back to the school, OVW. They're like, what are you doing here? I thought you're flying out. Because I would get called at the school. Mm-hmm. I got to go. I think I'm getting called up. And everybody's like, oh, they're all excited for you. You know,
come back down.
Yeah. I came back. They're like, what are you doing? I go, they changed their mind again. And I'm like, I think I'm being tested. I really thought I was being tested, but no, I think the storyline was not.
I don't think they're that
smart. Glad. I'm really glad that they waited.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to bring me back as like a Valley girl.
Right.
I am a California girl, but I don't have the looks of like the blonde hair and like, do you know what I mean?
You were an airhead.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
But yeah. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, that's not really your deal. Yeah.
No, I don't think my body type looked that way. Right. And so I'm glad they waited because it was like perfect timing. And the psychotic character came about. And of course, you don't tell them, oh, I don't want to do that. You just go with the flow. Whatever you got for me, I'm going to do.
Exactly. Well, they got something for you. Like, okay, either you make lemons out of lemonade or you'd get fired, right?
Yeah. And I remember Stone Cold Steve Austin was saying, name drop. Oops. Yeah, I picked it up. Okay. He was like, he goes, oh, you're moving to Memphis or Louisville? I think it was Memphis. And he goes, oh my God, I lived on sugar packets and we used to steal potatoes to make, to eat. And I don't know if I honestly don't know if that was a true story.
He'd buy a bunch of potatoes and then he would just eat potato
and go to Denny's and steal the sugar packets and stuff like that. And I'm like, what am I giving up my whole life to go completely broke? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I had to try it. And, you know, hearing some people saying you're not going to make it makes you really work hard for it. You don't have the it quality. I'm going to show you the equality, right? Yeah, like when you're getting, but
we all had it. That's why we all made it, is because we had people telling us you couldn't, and we're almost going to prove them wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And ourselves, because we start going, maybe I can't make it. No, I got to prove myself wrong too. Right.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was all worth it. You know, like, come on, we had such a great, we have nothing to complain about. It's just, look where we're at now. Look at the friendship we have, like with everybody. And and we get to go to Comic Cons and just mingle with old friends and do signings and just, you know, it's still a hustle. Don't get me wrong. We're still hustling to make a buck, but we are enjoying
Hollywood.
I forgot about that. I forgot, like, when you see matches on, when people tweet you and you're like, I don't remember that match.
Right. When somebody sends it on Twitter and I'll go, God, I forgot about that match.
Me too.
And I look up, God, we were pretty good.
Yeah. God. And then we used to probably like think like after that match, you're like, oh, that was pretty crappy. Like I could have done better. I could have done better. And you watch, you're like, wow, that wasn't really bad. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of those little diamonds in there.
Then, so you're in WWE. How long are you WWE for?
A little over nine years.
Wow. 9 years.
Oh, this is a good story.
Yeah.
When I asked for my release.
Mm.
Oh, do you remember this? Okay. Wait, chop, wait a little bit. Okay. So,
but not really. Tell me.
Okay. We had a rumble and I think I was eliminated second or third and everybody looked at me like, oh, and of course you don't sell it. You don't like act like, you know, and I was just like, I was just the fans, you know, when you go out to your car, like when we're after the, at the arena, we go to the car, they're like, oh, and they were like yelling, you could totally tell you could have won that. They weren't believing in my character anymore. Mm, right. And I was so strong, like to lose, like it, you know, don't forget it's entertainment and they were not realizing
There's still a reality in it for sure.
Yeah. You want to still believe in Santa Claus. Right.
Sure. Sure.
And, it got to me and I was like, man, I go, I don't want to leave hating the business or being bitter. Right. I'm still loving what I do. And I, went to go ask to talk to Johnny, Vince and Stephanie. And you walk by, we were traveling together and, you walk by me because we were trapped. You're like, hey, I'll be in the car. And he goes, what are you doing? I go, I have to talk to them. He goes, oh, about what? And I go, I can't. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. And you're like, be strong. You're thinking I'm pitching a storyline.
Right.
You don't even know. I'm like, say, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I quit. I was like, do I want to have a family? I don't want to be bitter. I still love this business and I did great. Do I have a championship in my future? But I was like a Fit Finlay.
Right.
You know, do they do enhancement matches? But like, you know, I was good at making the new girls look good. And, you know, that's my longevity was working with people that was not experienced because I was not experienced. So I know how to handle someone like myself.
Right.
And so I made people calm in the ring and just going, if you mess up, don't get mad. It's okay. Just go with the flow. No one knows what we're doing, you know? And Jazz was the one that taught me how to lead a match. And I asked for my release and he goes, absolutely. And I was like, I don't know if I want to have a family, but I don't want to be bitter. I still love what I do. And they were like, is there anything we can do for you? And Vince asked mm-hmm. me and I said, can I have a last match? And mm-hmm. so they gave me a last match. Yeah. But I had two more years on my contract, you know? So, you know, I didn't want to leave because you hear like some of the old timers a little super bitter. And like, when you hear that so much, you're like, I don't want to end up like that, man.
Right.
Man, I'm really grateful. We got to travel the world. We went to Japan, Italy, the places that we would never be able to afford to go
right.
without a job that took us there. Right. So sure. I was like, and then didn't plan on going to TNA. And then I was watching it because Awesome Kong and Gail Kim's matches and they tore the house down and they called me 3 months, my no compete clause. The TV day calls. My no compete clause expired, called TV me. Calls. We would like to bring you up.
Wow.
And then we needed, I said, can I think about it? Well, we kind of want to debut you in 4 days. I said,
wow.
Wait, I got to get a lawyer. I got to go look at the contract. And he goes, no, let me send you the contract. It was 14 pages. Remember? Like their contract was a little bit smaller. And so they wanted to sign me.
It was a WWE book that go thick.
No, it wasn't the encyclopedia back in our day we grew up with. I know. You know, but
then they get mad when you had a lawyer look at it, but they have 25 lawyers draft it. Oh, what do you mean you want a lawyer and a manager to look at this?
I know.
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. You know, just sign as is. You're going to save yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And but TNA, I needed to find out. And I'm like, they want to sign me for 3 years. And I said, and the pay wasn't, you know,
right.
Big
difference.
Big difference. And sure. I said, I'll sign up for 3 years. I'm not going to ask for a raise. But after a year, you're going to see how hard I work. And then if you like me after a year, I'm going to ask for a raise and I'm going to prove myself that I'm a hard worker. And whatever you say, I do. Like, mm-hmm. if you want a freaking pillow fight, I'm going to have an awesome cutoff spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
but
my shit in.
Yeah. There was great talent. And I also was like attracted because there was girls there, ODB, just awesome Kong. Like there was girls I've never faced before. So I was like, it was, you know, it was.
TNA had a very good roster at the time. They guys and girls, they had really, I mean, I'm not saying that they don't now because they still have a good roster, but at that time, I thought it was probably the best locker room in the business. When I went there, it was, you know, Rob Van Dam and Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, you know, Kaz and Daniels. Austin Aries.
Yes. Yeah.
I could keep going on. There was
Suicide.
It was a really good roster. And then the girls, you had all the girls was.
Yeah.
And
it was also girls I never like faced before. So I was like, God, I was intrigued. I was like, oh man, I never faced that girl. I never faced that girl. And I remember going to like backstage, I went table to table to say hello. Mm. And they're like, Lisa, you don't have to do that here.
Right.
And I was like, well, it's just respect also. Yeah. And I want to introduce myself. I think it's respect. It's a good rule. It's like, you know, these people might not know me. And I'm like, it's just being polite, absolutely. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. And then you came along and then back freaking our, our duo just reunited at TNA.
That was fun. You remember our when they called us and said, "Hey, it's Halloween. We want to dress you guys up as zombies," and that was like, "Oh yeah, okay, let's do it." Right.
I still have the picture. Do you want me to send it to Jonathan to edit this in?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, totally.
Do you do overlays? Okay.
Yeah. Send it to me. I'll send it to him.
Okay. I gotta Google it too. But oh god, we were in that makeup for that zombie character.
Yeah.
We looked freaking scary.
Awesome.
It was at Universal Studios. They had awesome makeup artists.
Yeah. Airbrushed us all up. So that was really cool, right?
It was so cool. But when I see my picture, I'm like, wow, that we all looked really super scary.
Yeah.
That was fun though. To keep a straight face, that was hard though.
I know. That was a good time.
I
had fun in TNA. That was fun. It's like you have fun until you don't. And then you're like, okay, I'm gone, right?
For sure. Right. For sure. You know, the ride doesn't always go, okay, all right. There's always going to be something that goes, this is not fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And your body also too, it takes a toll, you know, like it's your body starts hurting.
Right. Totally. And then, so you step away from TNA and then you cut, what'd you do? You worked a little bit here and there. I was on some indie shows with you and stuff, but.
Oh yeah. I did. Yeah.
Right.
I got addicted to Comic Cons. That's when I got addicted to Comic Cons.
Comic Cons are great. Signings are great. Yeah. I love them.
Oh, there's so much fun. And I was like, I can do Comic Cons all the time.
Right.
And that's why people are like, wow, you're so cheap to come at Comic Cons. Yeah. And I'm like, am I cheap? I'm like starting to second guess myself, but I enjoy them.
I got
to
bump that up.
Right. Yeah. But I was like, I enjoy like all that whole atmosphere and stuff like that.
Super fans are super happy to see you and, you know, Russell Cons, Comic Cons, they're happy to be there and they're legitimately come up to you to just like, wow, I you don't want an autograph, you know, because
and also too, we had the restaurant, the Square Circle.
That's right.
Chicago.
That
so we had a couple of restaurants. Yeah. And then the Square Circle was, you know, the wrestling themed restaurant and we showed wrestling every single night. And that was a freaking blast. I came in for freaking 3 hours a night. That's all to watch wrestling and sit with the fans and eat.
Right.
And have a couple drinks and watch the show. And just
how was that? Was it, you guys, it did pretty well, right?
It did. Yeah. And then we got divorced and I was there every single night. Like,
right.
When I was not on the road or in a Comic-Con or something like that, but I would sit table to table and table and talk about wrestling and then commentate on I became fangirl again. I remember being there at WrestleMania at the restaurant and when Undertaker lost, everybody looked at me going, was that supposed to happen? I go, what the, what's happened? He lost. I was shocked as I'm like, because you know, I'm not with the business more. I don't know what's going on.
And you sell everything.
Oh,
so
I sell everything. Oh, I was just so upset. I was really upset. Yeah. But it was such a great experience, but you know, got a divorce, moved back to California to be with my family, you know, and you know, yeah. You need to go through, you need to be with family. So important, man. You know, right?
100%.
Right. It's like, there's no one's going to get your back. And like, you know, going through a divorce, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, you know, but Lee and I are still cordial. We're very, you know, we talk, right. You know, I'm very close with his mom. So, like, you know, I have no ill will, like we should have got divorced a long time ago, but, you know, having businesses together, and my mom and dad were married for freaking forever. Right. And I didn't believe in divorce.
Right.
And I didn't want to be a stereotypical wrestler that got a divorce.
Right. Right.
I was fighting that.
There's sometimes,
I know,
things are, you know, out of circumstance, out of your, beyond your control.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You should be, you should. Yeah.
Right.
I know. Yeah. But it worked out.
And then you go, and did you like retire, like literally
against Melina?
Did you do like a real retirement match?
No, I didn't title it retire.
Okay,
no.
You didn't. Okay. So you didn't.
Melina and I were at this Masters of Entertainment with Bambi. It was her show, and we were headlining, and it was a male and female show.
That's right.
And we were main eventing, and I knew I was getting the title, the championship. And I was so nervous because, you know, you can't go zero to hero. Like, you can't get ready for a match right away. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I was just out of shape, and I'm like so nervous. And then I remember going over the match with Melina. I go, okay, I might do this. I might sprinkle in this, expect this. Like, you know, if I say this, you'll know what I mean. Right. Like, you remember back in the day, because you have to remind people what you call things, or because you call things in the ring. It's not choreographed, right?
Right, right.
And she goes, do you have black eyeliner I can use? And I go, Melina, are you listening? Oh my god, we're main eventing, and this is guys too. I go, oh my god, we can't do a haha gaga match. This has to be serious and dangerous.
I was on that show with you.
Did you?
I was on that show because you and I drank wine.
Yes, you were. Okay, so 30 minutes. Okay, I was like about to throw up. You know how nervous I get.
Sure.
Okay. About to puke, and just my stomach was a mess. And I'm like, I can't do this to myself every show. I'm not having fun. Now I'm having to prove myself to go, do I still have it? Like, right. I don't want people to look, oh, she's an old, oh, she's slow. Oh gosh, she gained weight. Or like, you know, she doesn't have her extensions on, no fake nails. You know, so you're like, all these things come in play. And I told the referee, the announcer, could you give me the mic when I go out there?
Really?
No one knew. I just said, I just want to say thank you guys coming out to my last match. And they were like, and I'm like, I just appreciate it. I just knew it. I'm like, it was a great headlining a show, getting a title. And I was like, you know, going against Melina, like one of my, I got to choose her. And I felt good about it. I have no regrets. I really don't. I felt just, and I remember Bambi going, you didn't tell me it was your last match. And I go, I decided 30 minutes before going out.
Wow.
I was puking my breath. I was just like, I was just so freaking nervous. I was like, why am I doing this to myself? I'm like, I'm not having fun. This is like, I'm like, it's like getting ready for a final exam. Yeah. You're like,
yeah,
you're cramming.
Stressed out. Yeah.
Too
yeah,
stressed. And I'm you're, like,
you're
yeah.
You're done with it. It ran its course. I get it. You're
yeah.
Done with it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Unless, like, you know, I get called up for a big, big match.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I always say about
the Rumble. That's what I got.
Wrestlers retiring.
I'm
like, oh, let's go retire from wrestling. I'm like, ha ha, yeah, right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's when I was like, you never say retirement, right? In wrestling, right. Because you never know. You never know. Like, exactly like for me going back to the Rumble.
So then you get called back to WWE to come back to do the Royal Rumble. And how did that go?
2 weeks prior.
I remember there was a lot of times that, like, they weren't calling you back and stuff, right? Uh-oh, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I was getting a call decline. Okay, back.
Yo, Sherry, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold your bridges.
No, that was my wife. My mom. Sorry, hold on. Let me go back.
Oh, your mom?
It was my mom. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. Hold on. Where are you? Because I lost you.
Rumble.
Hold on a second. Yeah, hold on. So I'm trying to find you. Video, where are you at? There you are. Okay.
Oh, did it stop recording too?
No, we're good.
Oh,
just,
okay, okay.
Yeah, I just okay. Yeah, I'm gonna put this on.
Okay.
There we are. I'm on airplane mode. Okay. Let me get back to you. Jonathan, sorry, hold on a second. I'm just
Oh, is he online? or no, on the side?
He's not. I'm trying to find, make it bigger. Hold on.
Where we stopped.
Oh, no, here he is. Okay. Come on, man.
Are you keeping notes on the time?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I have the time.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm
maximizing my the screen again because it's a little small. Hold on.
Move your mouse around.
Yeah.
Also, too, what helps Zoom. I bought plug.
Oh, you plug it.
Goes
right in.
Straight to the modem. I bought 100 feet because I was smart. Getting it. Would I would be going like that, and so. The asylum guys, the wrestling asylum guys, that did that virtual signing, told them, get the ether. Just plug it directly in the modem by the TV. You're not going to have glitches. Oh, nice. No Wi-Fi, nice. Nothing. Get the ether. Amazon, $10.
Nice. Okay, cool. Okay, Jonathan, we're back.
Okay.
So you get the call back to Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks prior. And you said just earlier that... they haven't called me. Like, have you been called back?
Yeah, they didn't call you for a little bit. Like a lot, there's a lot of times that like you were not going to go to the Hall of Fame, whatever. And they were just kind of like jerks a little bit. Sometimes they weren't really like,
things, right? And Mark Carano says, you know, you're fine. We finally got you. And I'm like, what? I only got called. I got called. Okay. I don't think I even told you this on the ship at Jericho Cruise. They called me at the Jericho Cruise. And asked me if I would cancel. And I was like, they already paid me in full. I go, I can't cancel. I've been already advertised
to cancel. WWE should cancel and come to the Rumble?
Is there any way to get out of it? Not cancel it, but can you get out of it?
Yeah.
To come to the Rumble. And I was like, I'm already advertised. I go, oh my, it's in 2 days. I'm like, I'm in Miami staying at my sister-in-law's sister.
Yeah.
I don't know what that makes her. And I was like, we're going to the ship the next day. Right. And they were like, I don't know how I got signal. I'm sure I'm paying the ass at the wazoo for that, still that ship Wi-Fi internet service.
Oh, man.
But they were like, can you get blood work? Like when you get back to Miami, we'd like to follow you back into Rumble. I go, I don't have wrestling gear. I don't have anything. I'm like, we're on a cruise, like not knowing,
right.
And I tried when we docked, I tried to make an appointment to get blood work done and it just didn't happen. And I was trying to get it in last year.
Right.
And I told everybody, no one called me. I just kept with the story because I wanted this year to be special. I didn't know they were going to call me this year. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, so you didn't go the year before. It was this year.
This year went. Yeah, but last year I was already booked on the Jericho Cruise, and I'm like, no, I'm already advertised. They already have I didn't tell you.
I know.
I didn't tell anybody.
And we were hanging out the whole time.
I know. God, me keep a secret. That was good.
That's crazy.
And then so that didn't happen. And then when I had interviews, have they ever contacted you? I lied. No, they have never contacted me, because just in case in the future, if they do, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then 2 weeks prior to the Rumble this year, they asked me, and I go, this is 2 weeks. I go, I haven't got Botox. I don't have my extensions. I don't have my.
Yeah.
I've gained 20. Honestly, I gained 20 pounds from the COVID thing.
You don't have gear, right?
I didn't have gear, but Jolene from TNA, by Jolene, remember her? My gear in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And nice. So got my, they were like, we need you to take blood work. I don't have a doctor here. Mm. So we had to do, oh my God, it was super expensive to get the blood work, but I got it done. They squeezed me in and got my blood work, came back. Got my flight. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell anybody I'm going except SoCal Val and Mickey. Cause I said, I don't think I want to go. And they're like, what, are you kidding me? And I go, I'm not in shape. I'm going to let everyone down. I go, I don't have wrestling boots. I don't look like Victoria. I don't look like how I used to look. I go, I'm going to come back and make an ass out of myself. You know, I don't work that fast. Like, I haven't wrestled. And they're like, you need to go for the fans. The fans want to see you back. So I was like, I know. I go, I'm very insecure right now. I'm just not feeling like I look like Victoria,
you're not feeling.
And so I ended up, okay, I'll go. went, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my brother because Mr. Big Mouth, Bobby, you know, my oldest brother, yeah. Bob. I didn't want him to go, my little sister's going to be on WWE. You need to download the app on Facebook or something. Download the app.
Bobby two times. We call him Bobby two times. He says things with me twice. Hey, you want to go?
Yeah, exactly. That's my brother. And so
he's awesome. I love him. He's great.
I know. You spent the night over there during the San Diego Comic Con.
That's right.
Yeah. And, but that's who you remind me of a lot of, my oldest brother. I think that's why our big bonding, you remind me of my oldest brothers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because we have that California, like.
Yeah. And they're so handsome.
Connection.
And they're so handsome.
They're so handsome. Yes, exactly. So I was there puking my brains out. I couldn't go to Jolene's the night I landed. I was supposed to go to Jolene's.
You were
go get size because she showed me the back of my old shorts. And I go, oh, no, I don't wear those pants like that anymore. You need to add 4 inches. I don't want my butt cheeks out. I go, you know, I'm 50 years old, dude.
Let me
dress a little bit appropriate, you know, and kid friendly. And I couldn't make it. I go, I remember sending her an audio and I was puking at the same time. I'm like, I'm so sorry for that audio. So sorry. Yeah. Cause I was so nervous and I think it was panic attack. I didn't know nauseousness was panic attack. Cause I said, no, I can breathe. When someone's like, do you have a panic attack? And I go, no, I'm just vomiting. No, I'm just throwing up. I'm so nervous. My belly was so nervous. The day of the rehearsals, throwing up, day of the show, Tori goes, did you eat? Sis, did you eat? And I go, I can't eat. She goes, you need to eat something. You have a match.
Tori was there also, right?
Yeah, Tori, Mickey James, and Jillian Hall.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so it was, and Alicia Fox.
Okay.
Okay, Fox. So and Natty Neidhart, like from our generation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And Tamina. And she was like, go get fruit. You need to get fruit because you're not going to be able to wrestle. And oh my gosh, I was so nervous. It was a lot of emotions. I was crying too all day. So I was trying to hide myself because I was so like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm back here. Like,
right.
And the same people, I saw Ric Flair and just like, there was a lot of like old, the people that we knew, like the cable guys, the camera, Richie, Johnny Nitro was actually there. Johnny Photo.
Yeah.
Like all these people, I'm like, oh my God, they're like, what are you doing here? Oh my, it was so nice, but
that's cool.
It was very emotional.
Great crew backstage. Great crew. Everybody was so nice, like so many good friends that I haven't seen forever, but I'm sure as soon as I went back, I'd see everybody like, hey, what's up, man? You know?
Yeah. And they look exactly the same, hat, same clothes and stuff. Like you're just like, Oh my God. It was an emotional roller coaster. I was just like happy, scared, shocked. I was so many emotions. I was like, you know, you want to be ready. Like for things like that, like when you're not 100% ready for a show, you're doubting yourself.
For sure.
And I was like, I don't want to let anyone down.
You're on the biggest wrestling stage in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big.
But the girls were freaking awesome, Chavo. They were like, when I picked up one of the girls for the Widow Speak, pick me up. They were like little kids going, here, do a move to me. And I'm like, I thought they were not going to know who I was.
Really? That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's cool to see fans like that. That, I mean, wrestlers that were fans that actually, you know, respect, you know, their elders.
Exactly. And I thought they were going, who's this freaking old timer coming back? Like, what has she got to show? Right. And they were so like, okay, get ready. They're not going to know who you are. You know, it's been years. You know, there are a lot of new talent, that kind of stuff. But when I came, they're like, oh my God, you're here. And Tori was like, sis. What the hell? She saw me there. She didn't know. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell Candace. I didn't tell anybody.
Wow.
Jillian called me. She goes, hey, what you doing? I go, what are you doing? She goes, nothing. Where you at? And I go, where are you at? I didn't tell Jillian.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, I go, okay, I'm at the hotel. Are you the Rumble? She goes, yeah. And I go, I don't want to go in the lobby. I go, I'm trying to hide myself. I was really trying to keep the kayfabe alive a little bit. You know what I mean? I wanted to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Because everybody's not expecting to see me there, you know? So it was a great experience. Honestly, it was very emotional, but I wish I just had 2 months to get prepared for it. I would have looked like really leaner and maybe a little higher cut on the outfit.
Totally. But, you know, hey, that is what it is. You know, people don't realize how much the WWE superstars stay in shape, and they have to. I mean, it's a grind, so you never stop. They go, go, go. They're on the road. They're training. They're watching their diets because it's such a body business. So you see these people, these wrestlers, male and female, in the ring. These guys are busting their butts constantly to keep
constantly.
Yeah.
And they're have you been to the Performance Center?
I have not yet. I hear it's amazing, right?
Oh my God. Wow.
Really?
It's like, yeah. Wow. They treat their talent like it's like they're freaking athletes, dude. They're NFL status.
That's awesome.
Chiropractic, physical therapy. The doctors are there. The ring, green screen, the blue, you know, to practice your promos. Like it was like, I've never seen anything like it. And I go,
basically they have,
we actually said an inside joke. Imagine how great we would have been if we had this facility back in the day when we can get our body taken care of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was saying they have no excuse for not being super awesome because they have all those tools to them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then back in our day too, like when we get hurt, we kind of don't mention it because we're out of storyline.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they get time off if they're like a little bit injured. They get recouped.
Good for them.
Good.
I'm happy for them.
Me too. I felt like a proud auntie or grandma, like going back and going, all these kids were like 12 and 8 when they watched us.
Right.
Like, and I was like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Wow.
Right.
It's incredible, huh?
Yeah, that's
like, we
awesome.
Gotta look back though. Like, we did a lot.
Yeah. We did for sure. We were on the road. You know, we were on TV for 20 years. With WCW and WWE, and man, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we're still a little bit like, you know, on TV here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're still in the wrestling business.
I agree.
Really? Because we're talking about wrestling.
I'm still doing the wrestling business in Hollywood. I'm doing it on my terms. Pretty cool.
I know. You deserve it, Chavo. Oh,
thanks.
Totally deserve it. Thanks for the spot on Love with Gail and I,
I had one for you on Glow. They got Glow for season 4. They finally dropped it, you know, with the pandemic and stuff. So, but I had you and Gail coming in.
I know.
That was awesome.
I was so excited.
It was
so
cool.
Excited.
It was going to be awesome.
Oh man. And then, I didn't know it got canceled until I saw, Taya.
Oh yeah.
Post something. Oh, it got canceled. I go, wait, I didn't. Chavo didn't tell me anything about this.
I was in Australia filming
Young Rock.
So I got the call over there and I was like, gosh, are you kidding me? We got so what happened? Everybody's listening. We were at filming season 4 of Glow for Netflix. And we filmed 2 episodes already. I mean, I already had a massive wrestling scene with Taya, Valkyrie, the, you know, wrestler and some other people there. It was great. She tore it down. She did so good. And then the pandemic hit, so we shut down it was supposed to be for 2 weeks, and then it was a month.
Months.
And then it was
months.
2 months, and then it was 3 months, and then it was 5 months. And then it was like, okay, we're gonna put all the sets in storage, and we're coming back in the new year. So I was expecting in January or February to come back, and then I was in Australia in probably November and got a call saying, all right, guys, well, Netflix, they pulled the plug. So we're not coming back. And I'm like, how can you pull the plug? We already shot 2 episodes. We had all the sets done, all the screens, the scripts done. Like I understand if it was still a concept, but no, we were there and they just needed to, it was time. I was like, oh man, it was sad because we never got a farewell.
I know.
We were so close. All of the cast and crew, you know, I was so close to all the
welcome
the,
to wrestling. The
yeah, it's true. But that we, no, you know, rap party, no, you know, beautiful, none of that, no tears. So I got some awesome texts and emails from all the girls. So that was really cool.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And you got an award.
Got award, yeah. We got a SAG award. Yeah. That's nice to sit there, and we had a couple Emmys, you know, so we did pretty good.
Yeah. I'm SAG member now, by the way.
Oh, awesome. Did that love get you SAG membership?
No, that also qualified me. And I did a show on Disney. Oh, for the life of me, I can't remember the show.
Keep that up. SAG, being a SAG member is huge. Being a part of the union's massive. So keep that up. Don't let that lapse. That's still my insurance. That's still everything. So I know it's like you're not doing it all the time, but if you're especially in California, if you're not, it's hard to become part of SAG, you know, but once you get that, don't let that lapse, because it's such a gift to pit somebody's given to you. What will happen is a lot of times they want SAG eligible people or people in SAG union members. And if you're not, sometimes they'll pass you over to go to somebody else. Yeah. If you are, that's great.
Yeah. Yay.
So, you know,
remember the tribe.
Yeah. You and I, we could talk for hours and hours.
I know.
We could do it,
but we don't want to bore you people.
We could do a five-parter. But, you know, we're going to kind of wrap this up a little
bit. Wrap it up.
There's one thing that we do on Suplex and Cervezas that I do like a rapid fire questions at the end here. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just for your fans to kind of get to know you a little bit more. Are you down?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. This is a question that I ask every wrestler, because we're always looking on the road trying to find, you know, food. Are you a Waffle House person or a Cracker Barrel person?
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, right? I love
you. Remember, we used to go there every morning.
I know. If we found one, right? We're like Cracker Barrel. That tenderloins. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The tenderloins. I forgot about those. I remember.
Oh, and they had the great gift shop. Yeah.
Were you a Ric Flair girl or a Hulk Hogan girl?
Ric Flair. I studied his matches, him and Rick and Ricky Steamboat's matches psychology.
I agree.
Yeah.
Were you a Sherry Martel or Wendy Richter?
Sherry Martel, because I took hair bills from her in the ring at Louisville, Kentucky.
No way.
Awesome. Oh yeah, I marked out.
That's huge, Sherry Martel.
Oh yeah, yeah, I totally marked out. Of course, I try to hide it. Yeah.
of course.
Yeah.
In guys, are you a blonde or brunette liker?
Brunette.
You like the brunettes?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you like a buff guy or a dad bod?
Dad bod.
Dad bods? Wow.
Yeah, I do. I honestly, I think we were surrounded by jacked up, freaking chiseled people like you. We don't appreciate it anymore.
Right.
I like, and I want to be spooned by somebody that has like little softness instead of that hard or in the shaved prickly hair on their chest.
Razor burn, you get razor burn from the.
Yeah. You're like, ow. No, yeah. I don't want a spoon tonight. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That it?
No. Are you a golf or tennis person?
Golf.
So now a lot of these questions I know, but your fans, so you still playing golf?
Oh my God. We had top golf that you were supposed to join us.
I know.
I haven't golfed in a year.
Wow.
And I even sold my couch set and put in my indoor driving range.
Really?
And I still suck. I just, you can't golf, take time off on that.
You have to play.
No, it's practice.
You have to play a lot. Like I played last week and kind of strained my grip, because I changed my grip around, but I changed my thumb. So I took a little, about 5 days off. It's killing me. I got to get back out there just to hit the range, just to get that swing back, you know? So
yeah,
I might go later today after this.
Yeah. We were supposed to go yesterday, but flat my tire. Yeah.
Remember? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I got a nail in the tire. Yeah.
Are you a beer or wine girl?
Wine. Red, Cabernet, dry. Nice. I like Chianti too.
Nice.
That's super dry.
I got to send you. So I'm going to send you guys one of our good friends. Just had her own wine for you guys to drink on the show. It's called, her name is Danny Gold. It's called Danny Gold Wines. She's got a great Chardonnay and a great Cabernet.
No, but I'll drink your beer on the show too.
Yeah. Totally. I'll send you some of that for sure.
You. Okay. And smoke your cigars.
I got you for all of that. For
and
sure.
Take more Guerrero shirts.
Yeah. Because David would want us another one, right? Because he keeps.
Oh, David loves. I'm like, hon, you just wore that 3 days ago. He goes, but it's clean. I just washed it. I go, we're going to the same cigar bar. I go, like, you could change your shirt.
I'm tired of seeing you in that shirt. I love
you. No, it's just like, but like, we're going to the same place. They're like going, is he wearing? But, you know, I have no room to talk. I wear the same thing too.
Are you a vodka or tequila?
I used to be a vodka. I think I like tequila. I get more peppy with tequila, tequila more happy, buzz. More dancey.
I like a tequila buzz a little bit better too.
Yeah, me too.
Being a child of the 80s, like me, were you a rocker or were you like a new wave girl? So were you KNAC or were you K-Rock basically?
I was more a hip hopper.
Were you?
Like, yeah, Run DMC and like the Humpty Dance, the same music you listen to.
Right.
So I like new wave and rock. I like ECDs. Like, I like it all. Yeah. So,
okay.
That's but cool. I'm more of a old school rap, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, like what else, like songs that you and I like?
So if you're old
Dougie
school rap,
Fresh.
Yeah, if you're an old school rap person, were you a Run DMC or NWA?
Oh, I like them both too.
Right?
Yeah. I think in our era, like you and I, like our area we grew up with, mm-hmm. we listened to it all.
We did.
I mean, I even listened to rock and new wave and right. yeah, and the like Depeche Mode. What is that new
Depeche
wave?
Mode? Yeah. New wave. Yeah, yeah. Depeche Mode was K-Rock. Yeah. Depeche Mode. Yeah. OMB and all those. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So what am I? So am I, what would you classify me
as? In the middle. You're a child of the 80s. You kind of like it all. It's okay.
Yeah, I do. I like it all. Yeah.
In movies, were you a 16 Candles or a Breakfast Club?
Oh man.
These are hard questions. These are hard questions.
That's really hard. Yeah, that's a really hard one. I had a crush on Jake.
Yeah.
So 16 Candles, I guess, because that was before.
Yeah, Jake Ryan, dude. Every girl, his little 944 Porsche, right? Everybody.
Yeah, but I didn't associate with the Breakfast Clubs because there was like those people were the extreme.
Right.
Like extreme of something like the princess. We didn't have those princesses
right.
at our school. Not that snotty. Right.
Yeah, sure.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Were you this is the last one. Are you a classic car girl or a new car girl? If you had your choice.
Oh, to own.
Yeah. What's up to you? What do you like the best?
No. I like the looks of classic cars.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like a good hoopty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to own, I want a new, I can't deal with the problems of old cars and taking it in the shop and the maintenance is so expensive, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I'm not like a brand new, I'm a used car kind of gal though.
Well, if you had
I can't fathom
a car that you could choose from, what car would you have? Like you get one car. I don't care if it's a $20,000 car or a $250,000 car. It's up to you. You get to choose one car.
You know what I really like? I'm really into right now. And this is, you're gonna laugh. This is silly. I have a Fiat 500. Okay. Yeah, and it's convertible. I love it.
It's great.
But it stands for fix it again, Tony.
Fix it again,
Tony. I like the Cooper. It's small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do with the convertible. Mm-hmm. It's small, good on gas. And living in California, you can fit in any spot.
Well, you
but
know that
comfortable.
Cooper,
yeah. I want a bigger car.
You know, Coopers are in the BMW family. Like BMW is the owner. So they're handled really well. They're super good.
So they're expensive.
They drive really well. No, they're not super expensive, but they drive really well. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've driven a couple of them. Yeah.
Okay. You have?
Yeah. Yeah. They're awesome.
I didn't know that.
Great. Yeah. They drive great. One of my friends.
And you're more of a classic car. I already know that.
I like classic cars. I mean, don't get me, I love new cars, but I love a classic car. I just like the look of a classic car.
Yeah. I like the looks of them too.
When I drive my Impala, I have a 63 SS Impala convertible, as you know. And I take that to a really nice restaurant, you know, and there's valet parking, like a Mastro's, or if I go to Javier's in California, and there's like Lamborghinis there. And there's like there's a Ferrari. And then I'll get mine. We drop it, you know, oh my God, everybody freaks out. Like, whoa, that's the car,
I'm not impressed. I'm like, when people buy, like Ferraris, expensive cars like that, Lamborghinis, when I see them, you know, what I think is, what a waste of money. I'm like, you're laying down. They're not a really comfortable ride. You're laying down and you can't see out of the window. And I don't know.
We're getting older and we're starting to realize the value of money. Because when you're younger, you're like, yeah, I want a Lamborghini. Now you're like, oh God, no, I don't want to work that hard.
Right?
I just see a big payment walking out. I see cash flying out the window.
Exactly. And as soon as you drive that off drive it off the lot, it devalues. Right?
And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Oh my God. Is there another question?
Nope, that's it.
Lisa. Oh, shit. I was ready. I was so excited for the next one. Those are good ones.
They're good. You know, we kind of think about kind of tailor them to everybody.
Add this one. And add this one. Are you a Simpsons or a Family Guy for the next one?
Oh, well, for me, I'm a Family Guy.
I know that. We both are because we're 80s kids.
Are you Family Guy or are you American Dad?
Family Guy.
Cool.
Oh,
I love Family Guy, and I don't know. I like Family American Dad with the alien, Roger the alien, because he's so out there, you know.
Yeah. But all the Family Guy, I'm like going, oh, you. And my friends, like, they're sometimes younger. You're like, oh, they don't get the reference.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. Totally. Hey, you know, it's been so awesome always catching up with you.
I love you, Chavo. I love you. I'm proud of you having your own. Finally, you have your own show.
I know, right?
Yeah, honestly, it's about time.
People tell me to get it for a long time. So,
next time I want to see the ukulele.
I'll give you a
ukulele.
When you come to
for the barbecue.
To our house. Yeah, you come to our house. With Candace Michelle is in town, and she's getting ready to start a new adventure and moving to Austin and sold her house here. And she's getting ready to go from 5,000 to 500, which means that she's going from 5,000 square feet to 500 square feet in her RV until her house is built. So she's in town, and we're going to, you know, have her over. So I definitely will have you and David over we'll have a good time. I'll let you know when I want to talk to her more.
Please. Cause he has to ask for the day off.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.
All right. All right, Jonathan, thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.